This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Casual Conversations. I'm your host, Ryan Bean, here with the talented co-host, Elena Sweetser. And we are so glad you're here with us on another cold Texas day.
Yes, welcome back.
So before we get into it today, we wanted to first and foremost send our prayers to the families affected in California with the devastating fires that are happening out there. And you've got a lot of people here in Texas praying for you. And I'm from California originally. I know you've got ties to California as well. Mm-hmm. So we are praying for those families. And, you know, it's a devastating They're facing devastating losses right now. Yes. So just know that we're behind you. We're supporting you guys in any way we possibly can, but certainly with prayer for sure. So as you guys know, every week one of us bring a topic that the other does not know about. We felt like that was the way to keep it the most raw in these conversations. And today is Elena. She told me, she forewarned me that it's going to get deep today. So
it's going to be a from the heart kind of one.
Okay. So we're going to get into it. So what do we get into today?
So I saw a reel, it's been months, and I've been thinking about this one for months, actually. But they sat the couples down, and they asked the husband, the wife was sitting right next to him, and they asked the husband, what is one pain you wish you could take away from your wife?
Okay.
So I ask you, what is one pain you wish you could take away from your wife?
I don't know. She lives a pretty blessed life. I don't know that she has a lot of pain.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, wow. Okay, we are going to get deep today.
Yeah.
What is one pain that I would want to take away from my wife? I think the pain that I would want to take from my wife is we have two teenage kids right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes she doesn't feel the appreciation from the kids. I try to show her appreciation, as much appreciation as I can from me. Mm-hmm. But I think the kids, and it's just their age, right? It's the age where, you know,
okay, mom.
Yeah, everything,
that's funny, mom.
Correct. Everything's annoying. Everything is bothering them. She doesn't stop asking things of them. And in reality, she's just trying to do things to help them. Mm-hmm. So I know that breaks her heart. And when the kids make comments like, oh, you're so annoying, mom. And oh my gosh, all you do is bug us and things like that. I know, even though she tries to keep a strong front, that bothers her. And, I mean, it bothers me too when they say things, they'll say the same things to me. So I think we'll probably recircle back to this as well, but as we're talking about it, because as I think more about it, but that's one that pops in my head just because I know that happens regularly in our house, right? So,
well, I think in general, a lot of moms go through that in every phase, right? But specifically with the teenage, I was talking to our friend's daughter yesterday, and she's 18, and she and her mom are close, right? And they were talking, and she was talking about how, well, yeah, we're like best friends, but man, we get on each other. I'm like, that's part of your relationship with your mom. You know, like I was close to my mom. And then in college, when I was going through my independence kind of years, I didn't want anything to do with my mom because she was always, Elena, be careful. Elena, do this. And I was like, and then when I was graduating college, I'm like, I want to be best friends with my mom.
Yeah. Well, I think like you said, it's, you know, like right now it's the kids feel like she's helicopter mom, and she's not. She just is always worried about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are her most precious, you know, gifts that she has in this world, mine as well with her. And, you know, they just don't understand that concept yet. But I agree, you know, it's at the point where, you know, Addison and Dylan, and they have their special bonds with me, and they have their special bonds with their mom. But I hope, we hope that it'll come full circle where, like I said, I think, you know, a few episodes ago, is they idolize you, they demonize you, and then they empathize with you. Because they're like, you know what, now I started having kids of my own, or now I'm older and I'm more mature. Now I understand what mom and dad went through. Now I understand that they were living their first life too. You know, I talk to my kids about that all the time. I'm like, guys, you act like we've done this before. We have not done this before.
Every chapter is a new one for us too.
Correct. We're learning with you. We're learning how to parent you at this age. We're learning how to overcome your guys' mistakes. We're, you know, we're learning how to handle certain situations. And I can be the first to tell you, I know I handle a lot of them poorly because I usually go gravitate right to anger. Right. So when my kids do something, you know, and Allison's the calm one. That's the crazy part, right? Allison will be the voice of reason. She'll be more calm. She'll try to talk things out. She'll try to be more understanding. And those are the same kids that beat her down sometimes, right? So
that says a lot about her that she doesn't give up.
Well, she never will. I mean, but she also understands that they're at that age right now where it's the same way we were. I mean, when I was 16, 17 years old, besides playing golf with my dad, I didn't want to be around my dad. You know, he was, you know, I didn't want to be around my mom because it was like, okay, what are you going to ask of me? What, what do I need to get done? All those type of things. What, you know, what am I doing wrong? Are you going to harp on me about grades or you need to work more hours or, you know, it's just, it's a constant, they look at it that way rather than, we're just trying to help you, I think.
And I think raising teenage kids in today's world is just so much harder. I'm scared when my four-year-old's a teenager and what's going to be available to him technology-wise, influence-wise. But, like, with you guys, I mean, you have to let your kids live a certain way, right? You can't just say, no phones.
Correct.
No whatever the other kids are doing, right? And so you, but, like, back then we didn't have what they have now. As in access to things and influence of things.
Yeah. Right?
And Dylan, social media, for instance.
Yeah. Dylan and I just talked about it the other day. He's like, Dad, if you would have had cameras and you would have had, because, you know, they'll put stuff on Snapchat or whatever, and we'll, you know, we'll go through some of that stuff and I'll get on. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what is this post that you're posting? And he's like, Dad, if you had cameras and you were our age, you're just out fun with your friends, you probably would have done it too.
Yeah.
And he's probably right. I mean, he's probably not wrong. Although what's crazy to me is that when we were growing up, if we wanted to go do something fun or go to a party or sneak out of the house or whatever, we didn't want to get caught, right? Yeah. So it's like, I certainly wouldn't be videotaping that kind of stuff, you know, for evidence that we did those things. So the generation's a little bit different, but...
But you don't think at that age, you don't think, oh, I'm going to get caught. You think, oh, well, look at my friends, see how cool
I am,
right? Yeah. That's like the last thing on your mind until you get caught.
Until you get caught or you get in trouble and it takes a wake-up call, right? So, I mean, you know, it just in general, I think that those are things that are, you know, as we're getting into this, you know, there's a lot more things away from I would like to take my temper away from my wife. I think that was one of the things that she a bad trait that she maybe got for me, because I think as you're, when you're with someone as long as you are, as long as we've been, you start to get some of those people's habits. And I saw it with my mom and my dad as well. But I think, you know, Allison was never that way. And then now she'll snap at the kids a little bit more. Or she'll get a little bit more angry or faster than maybe she would. And I'll sit back sometimes and go, you know what? I think that's a direct reflection of me. Because, you know, I'm her husband. She's around me. She sees how I react on some of this stuff. And it's not, you know, and I got to make a cautious effort to fix that, I think.
Well, she's also using a lot more of her battery with teenage kids.
Oh my gosh.
You know, once you get drained, once you start to get that drained battery, I mean, I know I've done it with my 4-year-old. I'm like, and I'm like, I'm sorry, mommy shouldn't have lost her temper, but.
Well, we're like, human too. Like you said, we're doing this for the first time. It's like,
if they see you correct yourself. And I think that's important.
Yeah. Well, especially if you acknowledge it, right? You're okay. You know, maybe I should have reacted to something different. And that gets to open up an opportunity to have a conversation with your kids and things like that. So, I mean, that's a very interesting way to look at it. So I don't know where you saw that reel or that quote, but I don't think people look at it that way. Yeah. I think if more spouses looked at it daily or weekly or whatever, you know, okay, they looked at their spouse, okay, what is one pain I could take away
that
from them?
Control.
Yeah, that I can control. What can I do differently? And I think one pain would lead to two, would lead to three. And then all of a sudden, it opens up more lines of communication. And I think that you'd have a lot of healthier, I think you'd have a lot more healthier marriages if people looked at it that way. But it's got to be from the both on sides. Both sides, right?
Yeah. You know, because I saw, and immediately I thought, I asked Cole the question, what he would take away from me, and I knew what he was going to say, and he said it. But I look at me with Cole, and I'm actually would choose to take away a physical pain for him.
Yeah.
And that would be his RA, his rheumatoid, because he's been struggling with that since 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, I will admit I was not the best spouse when he's going through it, because I was younger, I was in my 20s, I wasn't mature enough to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they say through sickness and health, when you're married, you think the sickness comes when you're in your 80s, right?
Yep.
But my husband got it in his 30s, and I was in my 20s at that time. So I'm like, you can't go on walks with me. What are you talking about? We can't go ice skating. You know, and he's now limping because his foot has it. And it's like, it changed our whole lives together. We just started getting to golf together before he had his wrist surgery. And so it changes your whole life. And it was hard for me to navigate it. But now that I'm older, more seasoned, right?
More seasoned.
A little bit wiser. And I've gone through personal therapy to understand myself more and be more of a, have more empathy for him, right? Mm-hmm. And understand his situation in his shoes. I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I told him this. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I didn't see it from how you are feeling, not just physically, but mentally. Like, it messes with you, man.
Yeah.
Like, imagine being the athlete that he was, and then all of a sudden now you can't even kick a soccer ball.
Yeah, no, I feel for him. I know it's got to be super frustrating. And,
yeah. You
know, he's got to try to keep up a positive attitude. And I'm sure that deep down, there's lots of days where it's just a beat down for him.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing what we take for granted, right? Like you just said, simple, it's going on a walk,
yeah.
You know, or, you know, going out to the park and playing soccer with his son, especially when he was a Hall of Fame college athlete in soccer, right? And all of a sudden now he can't do the things that he was passionate about with his son.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things I'm sure that eat at him the most, right?
Yeah.
So, but what was the one thing that the pain, I probably have a feeling of what it was. What was the one pain, if you're willing to share, what is pain that he wanted to pull away from you?
He said he wished he could take away the pain of how I view myself.
Mm-hmm.
That I, because I'm so hard on myself.
You
always
are. You are.
And he wishes he could take that away from me.
Yeah, because I think you're, you know, I don't disagree with him at all. You and I talk about it on a regular basis, and we talk about comparison. And I think when you look at, I think people need to understand that there's always going to be, and we may have said this before, there's always going to be people in your eyes that are ahead of you, and there's always going to be people behind you. And there are people that I guarantee would take your life and take your stresses and take your heartache and take all the things you're going through and trade spots with you in a second, right? So when you start looking at things from that perspective, I think it changes, it should change you, right? Because again, you're competitive. You want to push yourself to be the best. You're comparing yourself. And I do the same thing.
Yeah.
But I also understand, okay, am I giving my very best?
Right.
Am I giving my very best to my company? Am I giving my very best to my family? Am I giving my very best to my coworkers and leading them?
Mm-hmm.
And if the answer is yes to those questions where you're like, I don't know what more I can give.
Yeah.
You have to live. You have to be willing to live with the results, whatever those may be.
And I think you just have to accept none of us are built the same.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us, we try to compare with people who are not anywhere near our shoes, right?
Yep.
Like when I used to compare myself, my business to big teams, I'm like, they have teams of 10, I'm one. Yep. Or I've got a buyer's agent, and yet I would still be like, they're doing so much better than me.
Right.
Or I just had a baby. Their kids are teenage years. It's different trying to run a business when you're also trying to take care of a toddler who's flying.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that's the main thing, is you have to understand, like, nobody's built differently, but back in our topic too, no couples are built the same as well. And I think that's the problem, is most people get too focused on fixing other people's problems than things in their own marriage. Like my husband was hurting, yet I was worried about building a bigger business.
Yeah.
Right. And so I think that's important to realize, like the Matthew McConaughey quote that we talked about multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, one might be running and one is walking, but you can't let that distance get too far.
Yeah, because if the distance gets too far, you can't, you now you're on completely different pages. You've separated yourself from what's important. So, but I agree with him. I think that's a great, you know, thing, you know, is you beat yourself up way too much. And it's good to be your own toughest critic. And I tell that to my superiors, is there's nothing you're going to tell me that I haven't told myself a million times.
Right.
I'm going to be way harder on myself than you could ever be, and I think that they know that. And you're that way. The problem with that is that you can't let it consume you, and I think sometimes that it does.
Yeah.
And that's a pain that eats at you, and it eats at you, it eats you. And you look at where you are at your young age, and what you've accomplished to this point, what are your futures going, the healthy marriage that you guys have, although that, you know, Cole's struggling right now, but you guys are going to get through that. Yeah. It's a minor speed bump in life. It's going to pass. There will be a solution to this problem. That's what you have to focus. Put your energy into those type of things rather than, okay, woe is me. You know, why is this happening to me? Why is this, why does this person feel like they get, you know, this family feels like everything just works out for them. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. No one knows anyone, what people are, what's going on.
And so, I've realized that now that I, like I told you, I have to tap into social media more. And I would see people post a certain way, some realtors, and then their lives are completely different behind the curtains, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I started to put pieces together, because when you're raised, like my generation, where, I mean, I had MySpace at seventh grade, I think. Now, we didn't have phones with the kids now. Mm-hmm. So I had social media, but I didn't have it always. Because you can't just carry a computer like they made back then, right? It weren't thin screens. It messes with you. And I think that's why I think it's wise to push off social media with kids as much as you can, because you naturally start to compare yourself. If you notice, girls are trying to be even prettier younger now, and they get hit on themselves for the photos they take. And I used to be that way, right? So it's like, when does that start? When does that start?
I don't know. And I mean, I agree with you that the social media piece, I guess I've said this since day one, I'm vocal about it. Yeah. I think it's done way more harm than it has 100%. Good. And although 100%. This is good for things like this and these platforms where you could put out good messaging, the majority of what families and kids today get is not the stuff that we try to put out or the conversations that we try to have. It's, you know, it's making us dumber as a nation. You know, we're watching, you know, things that are for enjoyment or entertainment. And you're laughing about it. Things are funny and goofy, but you realize how much time is wasted just staring at that kind of stuff. Well, the influences you're getting from like what my kids are hearing on, all these things, and it's in their face constantly because they have that device in their hand, right? Anytime they have any kind of boredom, they're on TikTok or they're on Snapchat or they're on all these different things. And I'm thinking to myself, what content are you consuming all day? Like, what is your brain computing each day?
Well, you're tricking your brain, right? And you look at a lot of these couples that, you know, I'm not a fan of the couples on social media platforms because I feel like then you turn your whole relationship into entertainment.
Yeah, 100%.
For other people. It's not about you. And that's why, like I've brought up in the past, I don't really post about Cole a lot anymore.
Right.
Because that's between me and him.
Correct.
And some people are like, oh, they're having... No, I just don't need to share
my
husband.
I agree. And then everything's a production, right? Yeah. So it's like, okay, anytime you want to go hang out in the backyard with the pool, you go, oh, we got a video of this. This has to be on video because I'm a content
creator.
I got to put this out there. And it's like, when is your life real?
But
like,
then,
when does that just happen?
Exactly.
Right?
But then they do things purposely for the content. So for instance, making a overly dramatic date night, right?
Yeah.
And so then what happens is the people who are sitting there on the sofas and watching this, then they're looking over their husband like, you don't do this for me.
Right.
Right. Well, the only reason they're doing that's for views.
Right.
So now you're doing a reality. You're comparing your reality to something that's nothing.
Right.
So that's made up.
So when you you started with your topic of the pain, how much pain gets created?
Yeah.
Right. So when you think about how much pain we actually create for ourselves because of that platform, right? And all of a sudden now there's wedges in relationships that weren't there before because you're comparing yourself to people that are living fake lives online and you just get consumed by it. And it's, where people are posting on their boats or their, fancy cars.
Or the extravagant proposals.
Yeah.
And I remember when Cole proposed to me, because he proposed to me in the morning on my parents' balcony overlooking the sunrise. It's beautiful. But I didn't have makeup on. We just woken up. We were about to leave Colorado. I didn't have makeup on. There was no camera there. I remember being like, we didn't get photos. And he's like, why do we need photos? And that's what I enjoy about our age gap, because he snaps me back from it. It's like, when I'm not doing this just so you can post on social media.
Yeah, you saw the sun. Right? You saw it.
And now looking back, I'm like, that moment was something he and I will only have for ourselves. Nobody else is going to experience that.
1,000%. 1,000%.
And so it goes back to, there's so much pain that's been created for each spouse, and you have to watch it. You have to monitor it, right?
Yeah.
And make sure, like, and you have to communicate, like, hey, I'm not feeling good today about this. Why? Is it a video you watch?
And they're probably not wrong, right? Yeah. So, but you take away life's, some of life's greatest moments, in my opinion, because you're always on camera. You're always having to snap a picture of your kid, snap a picture of this moment. I'm guilty of it as anybody, right? Because you want to share it. Yeah. So like for me, it's like, oh, look at this beautiful sunset. I want to share it.
Yeah.
You know, or I went to this concert, you know, and it's not just to, you know, and again, I think it creates maybe some envy out there as well, but it's more about, you know, why don't I just go enjoy a concert?
Yeah.
Why do I have to hold up a phone and go back and for a concert I'm never going to watch?
Yeah.
I'm never going to go rewatch that. I think we talked about that before as well. So, you know, or, you know, I'm not going to go back and look at this. Oh, look at this sunset that I saw 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The moment had already passed. The moment was to be there with the person you were there to enjoy it with and just drink, soak it in and remember that moment. Hey, remember when we were up there and the great conversation we had and we had a nice, you know, glass of wine and we got to watch that together, just you and me.
You get to have a conversation. You're not watching a video.
Yeah.
There's a difference. And a lot of people forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, like I said, it's, you know, those are the pains that are, you know, that are self-inflicted to a degree, and we have to be very conscious of that. And I think, you know, I love this question because it's making me really think as we're talking about, okay, what would I take off of Allison? What pain is she? And maybe the other thing is too, is have you even asked your partner, right? That's the other thing too, is okay, I, from the outside, I know a couple things that bother her, eat at her, things like that, but okay, Allison, is there something that I can be doing? Is there something that really just that is a pain to you
that I can work with?
And it's too easy to take your partner for granted. I know that I do that with Allison a lot because she does so much, and she does so much for the house and the kids and all that stuff. And I try very hard not to. I try very hard to constantly do nice things for her, thank her regularly, do sweet things to let her know, hey, we understand what you're doing for us. But I think overall, there's probably other things that eat at her that she just kind of takes on the chin. And because she thinks, you know what? My husband does a lot. My husband shows appreciation. But does that mean I couldn't do more? No.
So you should be able to still ask your spouse for help when you need it, no matter how much they do. Because if they love you, like I know you love her and she loves you, you would step up if you needed to.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, Cole, you know, I think about this whole situation with Cole's knee. It's been an eye opener for us. And after he got the bad news last month, you would think he and I both would have spiraled negatively about the situation. He was supposed to get knee replacement. Didn't happen. So anyways, at age 40. So anyways, but he and I were talking about, we're like, we feel like weight's been lifted off and we're actually in a better place about it. And we ended up getting a second opinion, and the second doctor by far gave us way better advice. And he and I are like, we just feel excited about this next chapter moving forward. And I feel guilty because the 3 months that he was walking on his knee, remember how big his knee was?
Uh-huh.
Infected. The whole time it was infected.
Yeah.
He was still trying to do stuff for me, and I was just annoyed with him the whole time. I'm like, oh yeah, I'll go get it because you're too slow, or it's just faster for me to go get it. And I look back now, I was like, he was in so much pain and he was still trying to take the trash out.
Yeah.
Or trying to do this. And so it was, I hate that I say it was a good thing that happened for both of us, because it opened our eyes up. I was like, because I remember sitting down, I said, what is going on? Like after a surgery, and he's like, I'm just tired. I'm emotionally tired. I'm physically tired. I'm just in pain all around. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't ask you that before.
Well, this is where Elena runs and he walks.
Yeah.
This is that perfect analogy where it's like, you know, people talk about this all the time. They talk about, you know, this, that marriage is 50-50. It's complete nonsense.
Yeah.
It's never 50-50. It's, you know, there's going to be times where Allison gives 80 and I give 20. There's going to be times where I got to give 70 and she gives 30. And you have to be okay with that. But like, you know, I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
What bothers me, and it's hard because you're human too, Elena. You're still trying to have a business. You're still trying to be a mom. You're still trying to manage the household, get things going, take care of clients, make a living. You're human too, right? So it's very easy to get stressed. But the beauty of it is that you're able to self-reflect. And you, when you go through those tough times, like me and Allison went through a couple of years ago, almost 3 years ago now, when I got burned really bad.
Yeah.
Was it's a test of your marriage.
It is.
And Allison gave 100. I couldn't do anything, right? So she had to give 100% for well over a month for the most part on everything. So when you're, and she is doing every single thing, going to every grocery store, taking the kids to every event, taking care of me, giving me all my medication, making sure bandages are, I mean, that poor woman.
Make sure your mental state of mind.
All those, not sleeping, and all the things that she had to give up. But again, when you look back at it, it makes you healthier. It makes you stronger. It's good that you and Cole are going through and you're seeing that, because what's going to end up happening is you're going, okay, where can I be a better wife? How can he be a better husband? How can I look at myself and say, man, I should have been snapping at him like that.
Yeah.
But you were able to self-reflect and see that. A lot of people don't. A lot of people just get annoyed by it because it's a tit for tat. Yeah. And I never understood that. I don't get that mindset. I just don't. I don't like, oh, well, I did this for you, so you owe
it to me. You, and I think that naturally happens when you have kids, though, as parents.
Yeah,
right?
I get it.
Changed this diaper, so it's your turn to change the diaper.
Yeah.
Right? And that naturally just happens, because we went through it, naturally happens.
It does.
But you've got to come together, and over time and over years, you understand, like, hey, I'm at a 20% emotionally today. I need your help.
That's it. But your partner needs to recognize it. They shouldn't have to be told. And that was one of my biggest things with Allison, is like, you could tell I have a lot going today. You could tell I'm having a bad day, or vice versa, right? Yeah. Like, you shouldn't have to tell me, hey, I need you to step up more today. Yeah. You should just understand, hey, you know what, guys, I got to step up, or I got to mess up. But like me, even with me and her, with our kids, we didn't have that. I'm very thankful that we didn't. It wasn't like, oh, it's your turn to change the diaper because you did that. But people do it today. And I don't understand. I'm like, if it needs to get done, just do it.
Yeah.
And if you both have that mentality, it's all going to come out in the wash anyway.
Yeah.
Right. It's the mentality change that you have to have. Yeah. This has to get done. I'm just going to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to be like, oh, I did it last time.
Yeah.
You might do it 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
But if the other person is around and you leave and you're on a trip or you're on a work thing and that person takes care of the kids for the whole day,
mm-hmm.
how many times do you think he changed the diaper or she changed the diaper or whatever, right?
You never do the tit for tat.
Yes. Never do the tit for tat.
It's a quick spiral, and you have to nip it in the bud as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Because it can cause a huge wedge between you.
And we've seen it, right? Yeah. We got our friends and family, and I'll hear them make those comments and say those type of things. And it's just, I just kind of, you know, I internally just keep my mouth shut on some of that stuff. And I'm like, that's just not me. Yeah. I just have never looked at it that way. I've always been, I want to give more than I take. And if I have that mentality of giving more than I take, no matter what, I'm going to be at peace with that. It's going to make me feel better. I like to give to people and do things for people, and no one's ever going to accuse me of not doing my share, but I just have always looked at it as just comes out in the wash. Right. And Allison looks at things the same way I do when it comes to that stuff, is if it has to get done and I'm there, I'm just going to do it and move on.
Now, the only tit for tat I will say, and Cole will agree to this, that I will do is if I do the cooking, you do the dishes. I hate dishes. Love food, clearly. Hate what I'm the opposite. I know you like dishes. You're weird.
I know.
I hate
it's my zen moment. I'm telling you. I tell Allison all the time. I like to cook as well. But I'm serious. I'm being dead serious. I love getting in the kitchen. Yeah. Leave me alone. I'll clean all the pots and pans. I'll scour the kitchen down. I love having the kitchen spotless.
Yes.
It's my thing. But doing the dishes does not bother me at all. Like, it is seriously, it's like my zen moment.
Yeah.
And I get to look at the kitchen and I'm like, man, everything's spotless. Dishes are put away. Dishwasher's running. Everything's wiped down beautifully.
You can hear the dishwasher.
Oh yeah. Nice. It's a nice clean slate for the next, just for my kids to come in the next day, or my wife that just made breakfast a little bit ago.
Yeah.
God knows what kind of mess she made in there after I cleaned that thing beautifully last night. Right? It's just making eggs, and there's probably yolk all over the counters and all kinds of stuff. Right? So, yeah, maybe she should take that pain away from me.
Yeah, there you
maybe,
go.
Maybe, yeah, she needs to keep a cleaner kitchen. Take away my pain. Take away my pain for once.
Keep the eggs in the pan.
So, yeah, I love the philosophy of that, and I've never looked at it that way. So I look at her and you try to do nice things, but you never looked at, okay, is there something that was within my control of a pain that I could take away from my spouse?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to, like I said, I'm going to take a deep dive into that later on today and really think about it. Cause I know, like I said, the kids part. Yeah. Cause the kids part of it is definitely a part of it, but I'm just thinking about like myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that I can frustrate her a lot. I know when I get temperamental that bothers her because you know, then she's like, okay, I don't want to ask Ryan to do anything today because he's obviously in a bad mood or whatever. Those are things I got to work on.
All right, let us know then. What do you think? Should we do a part 2?
Possibly. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll bring our spouses on and we'll say, hey, did we take their pains away?
Cole will be like, no.
Nope. My pain's
still here. I'm in a podcast now.
My pain's still here. I was like, no, the kitchen's still a mess.
She goes with the fried egg on the floor.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this topic.
Yes. I like
it. We want to know what you thought about it. What pain would you take away from your spouse if you could?
Think about it. Think about your own marriage and ask yourself that question, and maybe it might make you get your wheels turning a little bit. So
that's right. All right, let's get inside because I need to defrost.
It is definitely cold out here, and as you can see by the wind, the fire is doing nothing but ambiance for you guys watching. Yeah. So, but thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate the support as always. Mm-hmm. Please continue to share us, like us, give us a high rating if you guys like the content. Mm-hmm. Please share us. The podcast has been growing. We're so thankful for the people that have listened and supported us. It truly means a lot. And we believe that the content we're putting out there is the content that especially our kids and our good friends at this age need to hear.
I agree. So, anyway, see you next week.
Take care. Thank you.